Hey everyone, Jake Carter here, and welcome back to Depression to Drive. We're all about finding that spark, that energy, that motivation to keep moving forward even when life throws us curveballs. And trust me, I know a thing or two about curveballs. We've all been there, feeling overwhelmed, burnt out, like we're just spinning our wheels. But what if I told you there's a way to combat that? What if I told you there's a roadmap to self-care that actually works for you? That's right, folks. Today we're diving deep into creating a self-care plan that isn't some fluffy Pinterest board fantasy, but a real, tangible tool to help you thrive. Now, before you roll your eyes and think, oh, not another self-care lecture, hear me out. This isn't about bubble baths and face masks, although those are great sometimes. It's about understanding what truly nourishes you, both physically and mentally. Think of it as building a customized toolkit for your well-being. You wouldn't use the same wrench to fix a leaky faucet as you would to build a bookshelf, right? Self-care is the same way. Here are 5 key takeaways to get you started on building your own unique self-care plan. First things first, identify your needs. What drains you? What energizes you? Ever feel like your energy just disappears after a long day staring at a screen? You know that feeling when you're craving a good book and a cup of tea, but you end up scrolling through social media for hours? Those are clues, people. They're whispering to you about what you need to recharge. Maybe it's taking a walk in nature, listening to your favorite music, or simply having some quiet time to yourself. Write it down. Make a list of those things that truly make you feel alive and fulfilled. Next up, prioritize, prioritize, prioritize. We live in a world that constantly demands our attention, but remember, you are not obligated to say yes to everything. Saying no sometimes is not selfish, it's self-preservation. Learn to delegate tasks, set boundaries, and carve out time for yourself, even if it's just 15 minutes a day. Trust me, that little bit of me time can make a world of difference. Now, let's talk about being realistic. We're not talking about becoming superheroes overnight. Start small. Instead of trying to overhaul your entire life at once, focus on incorporating 1 or 2 self-care practices into your daily routine. Maybe it's taking a 5-minute meditation break in the morning or going for a short walk during your lunch break. Consistency is key. Speaking of consistency, don't forget to schedule your self-care time. Treat it like any other important appointment, something you wouldn't miss for the world. Block it out on your calendar and stick to it. Finally, and this is a big one, be kind to yourself. Self-care isn't about perfection, it's about progress. There will be days when you feel like you're failing miserably, but that's okay. Just keep trying. Remember, you're human, and you deserve to be treated with kindness and compassion, especially by yourself. Alright folks, let me tell you a story that might resonate with some of you out there. I remember feeling completely burned out last year. Deadlines were piling up, my energy levels were zapped, and I was just existing rather than truly living. I knew something had to change, but I didn't know where to start. One day, I stumbled upon a quote that really hit home. Self-care is not selfish. You cannot serve from an empty vessel. That got me thinking. I couldn't pour into others, my work, my friends, my family, if I was constantly running on empty. So I decided to make a small change. Every morning, before diving into my to-do list, I would take 10 minutes for myself. Sometimes it was a quick meditation, sometimes it was just sitting with a cup of coffee and enjoying the sunrise. Believe it or not, that simple act made a huge difference. I felt more centered, more energized, and more capable of handling whatever came my way. It wasn't a magic cure-all, but it was a start. And that's what matters, taking those first steps towards prioritizing your well-being. So remember, folks, self-care isn't about bubble baths and face masks, although those are nice. It's about understanding your needs, setting boundaries, and making time for yourself. Start small, be consistent, and most importantly, be kind to yourself. This is your life, invest in it. Take what you've learned today, create that self-care plan, and start moving forward with more energy, focus, and joy. And don't forget to share this episode with anyone who could use a little reminder about the power of self-care. You know someone who needs to hear this message. Until next time, keep on driving towards your best self. See you tomorrow.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.